Welcome to Annunciation with Father David. Father David is the priest at Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Decatur, Illinois, where every week people are connected to the ancient wisdom of Orthodox Christianity. Here is Father David.
Christ is in our midst.
He is always shining.
Good morning.
Now
this week I've been meditating upon the reality that all of us in the Orthodox world here in the United States are strangers in a strange land. We are an extreme minority, and the world around us really doesn't live by the rhythm or the calendar or the basics of an Orthodox understanding of how the world works. We live in a society where science and secularism reign supreme. And so one is challenged as to how to live an Orthodox life in context of this overwhelming cultural secularism. And to that, I want to challenge the modern idea that we are scientific beings, that we are beings of literalism, that we are beings of mere facts. Because human beings do not experience the world in an objective way. We do not experience the world in a literal way. We experience the world in a narrative way. Just imagine yourselves downstairs in a few moments. We're saying hello to each other. We're talking to each other. We're not going to be telling each other a litany of facts about what we've done this past week. We're not going to demonstrate objectively all of the things that have happened. We're going to tell each other stories. We're going to tell each other the narrative of our lives. I mean, even a simple, how are you? I'm doing okay, is a story. It is not an objective fact. In fact, that okay, depending upon how we say it, could mean all kinds of different things. The Orthodox understanding of what it means to be human embraces this narrative structure of life. We try to make our lives, from the smallest mundane things like waking up and brushing our teeth, to making breakfast, to driving to work, into a narrative of God's plan for his people. In Great Lent, and the journey that we make as Orthodox Christians from today, the Sunday in which we remember the expulsion of Adam and Eve from the paradise, and the journey that we make to Holy Week and witnessing Christ's entrance into Jerusalem, his trial, his crucifixion, his death, and ultimately to his resurrection. This is the story of our life. This is the story that we belong to. Now, facts are good things. There can be good things. But they're like a hammer or an axe. They're a tool. And those tools can be used for the glory of God, and those tools can be used for destruction. Objectivity is a tool. It can be used for the glory of God. It can be used for destructive purposes. But think about the secular world for a moment. Even they cannot get away from the narrative. Our news organizations, our mass media, are always trying to craft news stories that follow a particular narrative. Whether that narrative supports the Republicans or the Democrats, it doesn't matter. It's a narrative, a story. The fact that one of the reasons that Marx still has influence today, despite the fact that every single time his ideas have been implemented at a societal level, it has resulted in genocide and starvation, is because he placed the godless man into a narrative. That this is a scientific history, that this is an inevitable story, a progress of humanity towards the great utopia. that the atheist today places themselves into a story where today we have evolved, we have progressed technologically to a greater state of being than we were 150 years ago. But today we Orthodox remind ourselves and the world that despite all of our technology, despite all of our scientific knowledge, we're in the same place today as Adam and Eve were when they were kicked out of the garden. We are all sinners, and we are all doomed to die. But there's a happy ending to this story, because our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ was willing to become a human being. He was willing himself to experience death, so that by uniting our nature to himself, he could raise all of humanity from the grave. That all of us not only will experience death, but will also experience his resurrection. The question that we have before us today, and what Great Lent offers us, is to plug into that story, to participate in that story, to go on that journey from death to life. And this is why every year the church gives us Lent, an opportunity to increase our prayer life, increase our fasting, increase our opportunities to give alms, to focus on the cross, to focus on our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ and everything that he has done for us. And one of the things that today reminds us, and you have to understand today's gospel reading in context of what we did yesterday. Because on the Saturday before Cheese Fair, Christ tells us, pray this way, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And today he tells us what that prayer means. If you forgive, your Father will forgive you. If you do not forgive, your Father will not forgive you. In other words, God himself is giving us the power of the judgment seat. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgive and you will be forgiven. If you hold on to those grudges, God will hold on to those grudges. God is honoring his image and likeness in us, giving us the opportunity to have power within this story, to craft our individual path to his glory. If in our lives we look at each other with love, if we look at each other with forgiveness and mercy, the kind of mercy that God showed us by becoming incarnate and going to the cross, we will pick up that cross, we will participate in that crucifixion, and we will find at the end of this the fullness of the resurrection. But we also have the power to ignore all of that, to place our own needs, our own frustrations, our own emotions first, so that in the end, we refuse to pick up that cross. In the end, when we experience that resurrection, we will experience the full reality of our sin. And God today gives us an opportunity to say, let's take that sin, wipe the slate clean. And next week, take that sin, wipe the slate clean. And the week after that, take this sin, wipe the slate clean. So that by the time we get to that judgment seat, we have faced down every single sin, every single mistake, every single hurt. We've brought it to God and let him wipe it clean. So that we get to that judgment seat, we get to that resurrection, and we get to experience the fullness of what God has offered to us, eternal life within his kingdom, basking in his glory. So what we have to do in a secular world that does not know the story is to tell that story. And we can tell it in all kinds of different ways. The most important one being just living the Orthodox life, taking that time every day to do your prayers, taking time to do the fast, taking time to do the almsgiving, to give of your time and your treasure, doing those little things. In fact, we celebrate St. David of Wales today. He built 12 monasteries in Wales. And on his deathbed, his brothers, his monks asked him, what piece of advice do you have for us before you leave us? And he said, do the little thing. And by doing the little things, we tell a story. And that story then attracts people who want to find out what the meaning of this, these little things that you do are. And that gives you the opportunity to tell the full story, to share the fact that we are connected to Jerusalem, to Alexandria, to Constantinople, to Cornwall, to Moscow, to North Africa, to Hong Kong, to Asia, all over. We are doing this today as Orthodox Christians. We are stepping into Great Lent as Orthodox Christians around the world as one. And as one, we are making our journey to that resurrection, facing down death, facing down crucifixion, facing down the world, and sharing in the victory of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, to the ages.